the point that was made today very, very well by the gentleman representing Greencastle Pier, and it's the same for all the piers around this coast. There's very little manpower being involved in the piers and the, you know, piers and harbours. So what they were asking for, and is a very, very valid point, that there's more staff put into the piers and harbours. Remember, these are Donegal County Council piers and harbours. And in order for them to be maintained and kept up till a certain level, and also to be dredged at a certain time, you know, we need proper staffing so that the staff can do the work. You know, it's no good having one person in charge of half a dozen or three dozen piers and not being able to do anything at any of them. So it's important that we get the right staff in place to look after, especially the busy piers, like the likes of Malinhead, Portaline, Kildaff, and that's just in Greencastle, and that's just in North Annishone.
And if these piers aren't maintained, what kind of issues come up as a result of that?
Well, the dredging or the lack of dredging is one of the major issues today in Greencastle. And the boat owners, be it tourism or the fishing fleet or the ferry or the Coast Guard, they all use Greencastle Pier, and at times they're finding very, very difficult now to have enough water to launch your boats for instance, for the Coast Guard. So, you know, dredging is needed, but it takes so long to get an official license. So what they were asking for is maybe the debris that was in the pier could be removed. The thing is the likes of the pier, the boats stuck on slips and things. We need, you know, active people on the ground to deliver piers that are open and available to work on for all the people of the county.
And everyone recognises the hard work that the Coast Guard does, and in their line of work, it can end up being a matter of minutes between life or death.
Exactly, but in Greencastle, sometimes the Coast Guard are that afraid now that they won't get launched. They have to have the boat in the water even before there could be an incident because of the lack of water at certain tides. And this causes an issue for, you know, who knows when we're going to need the Coast Guard. And I'll tell you, if I need the Coast Guard, I wouldn't want to hear that there wasn't enough water at Greencastle Pier to get them launched. So it's vital that these services and these things are done. But unfortunately, red tape can take forever to overcome.